Hello, Jack.
Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm fine. How's that hand?
Pretty good. Doing all right, huh? Had good meetings, and I think we're doing fairly good. I think he's making a little progress, but not too much.
I think he's tearing himself up the more he goes. And I think you're doing well. I just hope you don't make too many. I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to say you got the campaign.
Miller's on Channel 9 now.
Yeah. I don't have a televisor down.
Vice President, where are you at the office?
Yeah, I'm still at the office. I'm going to leave in the morning. I just had a couple of things I wanted to mention. I sure hope you don't wear yourself out campaigning.
No, I won't.
Because I don't think it's necessary.
I'm not going to do much more this week, so I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Good.
I've covered 15 states in the last 2 weeks, so I'll get at them.
But I think it's good in a way, but on the other hand, they'll go around saying, he's worried and he's nervous. He's got to campaign 10 hours a day. We got him beat now. Charlotte's going to go home with me in the morning.
Huh?
And she won't see you till after the election. And she wants to wish you success. I don't know. I guess we'll stay home on election night and wrap up our own return. Maybe give you a call out at the ranch.
Well, sure. I'd give her my love and a big kiss for
her.
Here,
let me tell you. Tell her yourself.
Mr. President.
My love, dear, I'm sorry I missed seeing you. I wish you'd come by and tell me goodbye, but you just always tell me when you're on the run.
Well, we're all coming and going. I wish we'd have another chance to see you.
Well,
but I'm going home to work for you and Jack
and
be thinking of you all the time.
You'll be a good girl. No, I'll be thinking of you. And
thank
I'm sorry I don't ever get to see you.
Well, I am too. We're going to do better.
Okay, darling.
All right. Here's
bye.
Jack.
Mr. President?
Yes, sir.
You know Albert Thomas's 42nd anniversary is October 2nd, Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Write it down. Have somebody send him something or flowers. And I talked to the boys about at the delegation meeting today about working as coordinators in their districts to kind of help encourage people to work in the party. And Jim Wright wants to do it, Ray Roberts wants to do it, and Albert Thomas told them that if they're going to accept the benefit to the Democratic Party, they ought to take some of the responsibilities and deliver. So I think by that he meant he would, and I think Tiger Teague would go either way. So I'm going to check the rest of them out when I come back Tuesday and get Hunter McClain to appoint them, those that want to do it. You follow me?
That's good.
It helps, gives them a little prestige, and it'll get them to work a little more. I think we're going to do it. It's turning in East Texas. The tower was down, and it rained good when he was in my district. Didn't have much crowd.
I've got to figure out, Beaumont, you figure out what we ought to do, and let me know. Me and Lady Bird, somebody come down here, because we got to carry it.
I'm going to have a talk with T.T. Hunt and those people Sunday. I've got to find out why they haven't endorsed you now. I want a commitment on that, you know, pretty quick.
What's that fellow's name? I think I'll have Walter call him, that banker. He told me that we could write his editorial.
John Gray?
Yeah.
He forgets. He forgets. After we get things done for him, we merged his bank. You know, everybody helped on that. And then, by God, he hadn't delivered since. He's nice, pleasant friend of yours, friend of mine. We've been nice to him. I had him up at the farm. And, we were just as nice to him as we could be and always have been. And he's a Democrat, but he's scared of his bank board. And apparently he's scared of the guy that owns that paper, a fellow named Robert Myers. But Chilton O'Brien represented that boy at one time. And I'm going to talk to Chilton and see just what needs to be done. And why don't we wait till I get back here and I'll give you a clean report.
You let me know, Chilton.
All right. Bless your heart. Bye-bye.
Ready?